Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Morning Commute, there, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic patriots. Welcome, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Yes, and thrash them.
Well, we just have to be thankful because, you know, this day is the day that we, well, obviously get to thrash communists, and we love to do that. Because that's what we're called to do. We're called to stand against evil, and that's part of the endurance, you know, that you're to endure until the end. And you're supposed to do so by actively taking a stand against evil, right?
Exactly. They're after, they hate our God. They're enemies of God. They're after our children and grandchildren. They're trying to destroy this country that he gave to us. And that's worth fighting for.
Absolutely. And we're not the only ones. I am so glad to hear reports from both the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House that they are going after this border crisis issue. And we have got a clip here. We've got a couple clips here that is just going to blow your hair back by the content. I mean, when we think of, you know, the UN making this statement that they are now going to push to have laws adjusted to accommodate pedophilia, right? We think that's bad. It is bad. That is horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. I can't believe we live in this era. But not only that, now it's getting boiled down to the truth of the matter with this open border. Because we've got, oh my gosh, we've got here a clip from the U.S. Senate describing what they're actually unveiling about the border and the links to who is profiting, benefiting, and facilitating the child trafficking through this open border. And you're just not even going to believe it. I can't even believe it. And so, well, you know, that is what we will get to after the break. And, well, in addition, there's all sorts of other things going on because the truth has a way of revealing itself. You cannot ever suppress the truth. I mean, you might be able to for a little while, but eventually it's going to permeate and it's going to be exposed. And so, oh, today's information is, like I said, oh my gosh, unbelievable.
Yeah, you're talking about the truth, covering the truth. This report, it was just sent to me yesterday. Seriously, if these people are trying to destroy our military, I'm convinced of it. Secretary Granholm says she supports requiring the U.S. military to adopt an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030.
Yeah, for the military, that's hilarious.
That's, what, 6.5 years away? They want to have our entire military using all electric vehicles.
That's somebody that needs to go back to their little sparkling white apartment and their little bubble world where reality never touches them, because a military based on electric vehicles, that's dead before it even starts.
I can just hear the command. we had the enemy on the run. Could somebody fly some solar panels out to us?
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable. They just need to go all the way. I mean, our F-16s, our F-22s, all of our Black Hawk helicopters, everything needs to be electric.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yes.
All of it. You know, of course, you know, all these senators voting for this, they probably own stock in, you know, Chinese lithium companies.
Right, exactly.
They're almost all Chinese anyway.
Boy, so, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you know, well, they just need to be thrashed.
Well, and I mean, it's not that shocking when you understand that what they're doing is intentional to bring the country down. And so that's the premise that everybody's just going to have to understand and accept, because that's exactly what happens in a communist coup. They're trying to buckle everybody so that they can come in and just start their whole system and run it completely contrary to what we have been all along.
I think it's this grand scale, insidious prank that they're doing. I mean, first it's flatulent cows. Now we got to get rid of rice. Now we got to get them to eat bugs. Now 2 + 2 = 4 is racist. I mean, what's next? Oh, our whole military, all electric vehicles.
Well, that's the thing is they sit there and they already know what will bring a nation to its knees, and they capitalize on all of it. That's exactly what we're seeing, because that's exactly what communists have done to every nation that they attack. And yeah. So it's really no surprise. And we just have to be aware that this is what they do, and this is how they buckle a nation, and we're being buckled. And so in addition to that, we've got some other kind of scary news, of course, on the headlines. From American Military News, it says the U.S. is to deploy nuclear submarines to South Korea to deter North Korean threats. And so apparently that was what Biden said yesterday.
Oh, great.
And for the first time in over 40 years, we're actually sending nuclear armed submarines to South Korea. And so unfortunately, during a joint news conference at the White House, Biden and the South Korean president announced new efforts to deter North Korean aggression, including port visits of nuclear submarines, and that our alliance formed in war has flourished in peace, Biden says. Our mutual defense treaty is ironclad, and that includes our commitment to extend a deterrence, and that includes the nuclear threat, the nuclear deterrent. And of course, we already know that North Korea recently threatened offensive action over military exercises conducted by the U.S. and South Korea. And so I wonder how well that's going to go over now that we've got nuclear subs in South Korea. And so
yeah, that's not going to get anybody riled up. Already when they have their itchy finger on the red button over there in North Korea. It is April 27th today.
Yes, that's right.
So
so we'll find out exactly what happens.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know what they're going to do. Are they all, they need to pull all those submarines back. Are they electric? They need
if
to.
If they're not, they sure need to be.
That's right. You're going to have some charging ports in Hawaii and Guam and... You'll have to like take 3 days to charge the thing up again.
Yeah, it's just no kidding. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? Let's get to the word of the day. We're so grateful for God's word. It is. I'm loving the Sabbath more and more each week, where we're able to just unplug and focus on His word and the Lord and teachings and awesome sermons and you know, research and reading and just completely pulling away from all of that is, I never thought I would love it so much than I do in this day and age.
Well, it does. It feels like a mini vacation that you get every single week.
Well, with God. And when it's over, you just kind of want to keep holding on to it. You don't want to go back to, you know, the rest of the world.
It's true. It's kind of like getting to almost be in heaven for a day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you could escape this world and be where everything is in order, everything is loving, kind, compassionate.
Makes sense.
Yes. Everything's just. And so you fill up on His word on Saturday, and it truly does. It revives you. And so, yeah, I get that entirely. And when it's true, when it's over, you're like, aw.
Right. I have to go back and look at that. Yeah.
Yep. It's true. It is a blessing. It's a blessing. And so I wish more people knew about it, but we're trying. We're trying to bless people with that. Okay. So the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Psalm 33, verses 6 through 12, which read, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done, He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. And here in the Bible notes, it says here, the people who have such a sense of security by knowing that the creator of the universe, the sovereign over the nations, has specifically chosen them as his very own people, can be called no less than blessed. And boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
That's a huge blessing.
And that's really cool that that's the word of the day, because I just read Psalm 33 all the way through the whole chapter of Psalm 33.
Oh, really?
Just, yeah, let's see, about two or three mornings ago. It's one of those, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Pull something up and read through that and kind of meditate on that and then go back to bed. It was Psalm 33 was just 3 mornings ago, I think.
Oh, fantastic.
That's cool.
Yep. Well, that's a really good word. That's what everybody needs to know is, you've the sovereign of the universe. He made, yeah. He spoke it into existence and he chooses us. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Every last one of us that are given to Jesus, we're all chosen. And yeah. So, that's, you can't get any more blessed than that. I couldn't imagine not being chosen by the Lord.
Oh, I know.
That's
a scary thought.
Oh my gosh. The opposite of that is so frightening. I wouldn't even want to think about that for a half a second. I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were one of the fodder people, where yes. We call them fodder people because like in Isaiah, he describes that he paid for the Jews with the Egyptian soldiers.
Yeah. How would you like it if you were destined to be a Egyptian soldier under the Pharaoh right at the time when the Israelites would leave?
Yeah. And your body, your whole life is a payment for somebody else, and you're not going to be part of heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is a scary proposition.
That's one of those things that I have a hard time wrapping my mind around, and I have to go back to the scripture where God says his ways are higher than our ways.
Right.
We just don't understand some things.
That's right.
But, we're grateful that he's chosen us. And man.
Well, no kidding. And that even kind of takes out the element of, well, do you choose him? Right? Boy, if you didn't have that choice, you might even be more prompted to go after him to try to prove that you might be something that he'd be interested in.
Yes. You would think.
right.
But good one. Okay, so Psalm 33, and what were the verses for today's?
6 through 12.
6 through 12.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then, and we've got a ton of stuff to cover, and we'll get through as much as we can. Segment one, brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you need to have it hosted somewhere. They are Christian Patriot owned in the American Redoubt. They host hundreds of websites, and they've just taken really great care of us for a long time, and so they'd be happy to take care of you as well. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, Patriot-held territory, and we'll be right back.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if 3/4 of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course, the live stream. If you guys appreciate the morning commute, you want to support us, we're listener supported. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab there and find all the different ways that you can support us. And even if it's just $5 or $10 a month, we're very grateful. And thank you to all of you who do support us. We're here because of you guys. All right, Lady Liberty. We've got, oh, by the way, going into the break, Coleman Underground, local Spokane band, there with God Is Great, taking us into the break. I'm remiss in not mentioning them more often. They also do the one we play on Wednesdays, Wars and Rumors of Wars. They wrote, inspired by the morning commute.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, and here's a little bit of good news. In a 68-32 vote, the Montana House of Representatives has censured the state's only transgender lawmaker from the House floor for the remainder of the legislative session.
Woo-hoo! Oh, nice. Don't belong there.
That's right. You know, what's interesting about the whole transgender thing is that the mass media would have you know, would want you to know that it's just rampant, right? That transgenders are just rampant. Well, apparently the actual figures for the whole United States are 0.06% of the people are transgender.
That's pretty close to the same number of mental disorders.
Right. Well, you know, and the homosexual community is only at 3%.
Right.
And so what they want to explode as this prolific thing happening all over the United States, it's all just lies. Chalk it up as a whole bunch more lies.
Right.
You know, oh my gosh. Okay. So we're getting into something absolutely mind-blowing here with this clip. We've got a report here from believe it or not, Fox News, but it's because it's an interview with Senator James Lanford, a Republican from Oklahoma, and his expose on what is going on with the border. And a whistleblower has come forward from the Health and Human Services. Tara Lee Rodas has been speaking with Congress, and the stuff that she is blowing the whistle on is just jaw-dropping. Listen now to what they have to say.
Get your take on this new Health and Human Services whistleblower preparing to tell lawmakers that the United States has become the, quote, middleman in a multi-billion dollar migrant child trafficking operation at the border. She's also going to testify today that children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to the smugglers and the traffickers. Senator, you've been to the border. What's going on here?
Yeah, this has actually been going on for quite a while at this point. I'm glad the House is having the hearing on it. We have another hearing today, actually in the Senate, in the Homeland Security Committee, dealing with what's happening at the border and the effects of it with drugs coming in, with the child trafficking happening, with what's happening across the country. So we're dealing with this both the House and the Senate side. But right now, HHS, when they get these unaccompanied children, they're delivering them to a sponsor. Most of those sponsors are not legally present in the country, and those kids are having to pay off their fees. fee to the smugglers that brought them across the border by working things off in all these different places. They're literally working for the cartels here in the United States, and the United States is actually delivering them to that last spot. So this has been an issue for a while. We've continued to be able to expose it. We've had hearings on it in the Senate, and the House, I'm glad, is continuing to be able to focus on this as well.
This is
something HHS just looking the other way.
I mean, the administration looking the other way in general, Senator.
Oh boy, that's some pretty heavy stuff. And Fox News bringing that report.
Well, she
needs to be careful. She's going to lose her job.
Well, that New York accent, I love it. You know, just the fact that it's just hard to believe that Senator Lanford can even talk about it as if it's just kind of a run-of-the-mill thing.
Right, just a matter of fact.
I would be like pulling my hair out just finding this stuff. I mean, this is actually the statement of a lifetime. You never expect to hear something that says that a whistleblower to testify in front of Congress that the U.S. government has become the middleman in a multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation at the border.
Right.
No wonder Biden wants the border wide open. No wonder Mayorkas is acting like, oh, it's just mass migration.
You right.
know, good grief. They obviously...
Child exploitation.
They obviously are some kind of benefactor to this multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more passion from a senator that's, you know, leading the charge on something like this other than
yeah,
sounding like he's talking about budget issues or something.
Like tearing his clothes, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, when people in the Bible heard horrific statements, they tore their clothes. They kind of freaked out. They lost it. They yelled, they screamed. Where is that?
This is $1,000 suit. Are you kidding me?
This is. I'm sorry, but I can't. I can't possibly just sit by and placidly respond to U.S. government has become a middleman in a multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation. Where are the heads? The heads need to start slinging.
What,
I mean, like
right.
yesterday.
Well, and that's like the story that I just covered this weekend where you've got Bush, you've got the 44th president who shall not be named, and who was the other, the third one? Oh, Clinton, who are all working with American Express flying illegals into American cities,
right.
You know, further, deeper into the country. So once again, they're targeting children. Oh, that's not true. Oh, yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene said to Leslie Stahl, it's the Democrats are now the pedophile party. And Leslie Stahl responds, no, they're not.
That's not true.
I beg her pardon. Apparently,
well,
that is exactly the case.
Well, in what you pointed out, the numbers are such a fraction of a percentage that it just shouldn't be tolerated. And we've got an awesome clip here. This black, I thought he was a pastor, but anyway, this is a presentation that he's given to the library board in Wake County. I'm not sure where it is, but he's wearing a shirt that says God with the greater sign and gov. God is greater than government, right?
Right. And this guy's responding in more of the tone that any of us would expect
yes.
to hear.
Exactly. And so he actually has a book that's in the library targeting children, and he's reading it to them. We had to bleep it out. But, I mean, it's graphic detail, sexual encounter with children. And this right here is the passion that Americans need to have standing against this filth.
Yeah, this is tear your clothes kind of ire.
Tonight I'm filled with righteous indignation. I want to define something for you tonight, the definition for pervert. It means to lead someone away from what is considered right, natural, or acceptable. This book has been permitted in 6 schools in the Wake County Public School System. I'll read just a little bit of this perversion that we have allowed in the school system. So he for the bed. And on my the tip, it says, use your, doesn't it make you cringe as I read that to you? Makes you crawl in your skin. It's a dastardly deed. The question today is, who is the pervert that's allowing this to be purchased and delivered to our libraries? Who is the signs off on this bill. Who are you? What do you stand for to accept this? Can you be in your right mind and be decent as a human to allow this to be at the access and the fingertips of children? We know who the perverts are. There's one political party in this country that supports this junk. It's the Democrat Party. It's a party that castrates children, mutilates children, perverts children, grooms children, murders children, and indoctrinates children. We know who the perverts are. Who is the pervert?
As I said many times before, I'm Jill's husband. Teaching isn't just what she does, it's who she is.
I have never felt prouder of our profession.
So, there's one political party in this country that supports this junk.
People fear what they don't know. And it's not because of intellectual incapability, it's just lack of exposure.
We are going to transform our nation's education system. And when we do that, we will change the course of our future forever.
Absolutely outstanding.
That is exactly how every person should be responding this to all how, of this right now.
It's how we feel. This is what's going on inside of us. And he's not the only one. People are taking a stand. And with this type of fervor, standing against the great question, pointing to the library board saying, who is the pervert?
That's right.
And that's exactly what it is. But, you know, this, we posted this clip yesterday on the Morning Commute Telegram channel. So our listeners who follow us on Telegram got to see that. The visual of this is just adds so much more impact.
Well, and just the very fact that we had to blip out nearly every word because it is so heinous and so horrifically vile.
Yeah.
And that it would be in libraries, school libraries. You know, that's,
exactly.
That is horrifying, absolutely horrifying.
Yeah. So, you know, this is obviously what they're talking about doing, transforming our education system. The last time somebody said they're going to fundamentally transform something, it leaped frog dust right toward communism.
Yep.
And they're definitely targeting the children. They're admitting it.
Right.
So
bringing it all together with the border and government facilitating yep. that. Oh my gosh.
Yep, absolutely. Well, pray for the Republic, folks. Stand there. Be the remnant. Be the remnant. All right, End Times crew, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.